So we are going to watch a DVD. And then we're going to talk about it. So if we could have our DVD, that would be great. If I sit down there, am I going to block your view? So when Jesus spoke to people, he often told stories, and we call those stories parables because they're not just stories kind of for fun, but they're stories with a very specific meaning and a specific message for us. And this parable is called what? Do you know what it's called? The sower and... Is this called, we often call it the parable of the sower. Sometimes they call it the parable of the sower and the seeds. But I somehow think it should be called the parable of the sower and the soil, or the ground. Because the seeds were all the same, but it was the ground that made the difference. And so that's how we're going to look at this story today. So what happened to the first seed? Where did the first seed fall? On the concrete. Yeah, it fell on a solid pathway. There might have been the tiniest, tiniest bit of soil. But what happened? What came along? Bird. Okay. And when the bird came along, when difficult things came along, there was nowhere for the seed to go. And when Jesus is explaining this parable, this story to his disciples later, he says that this is like the truth of God, the message of Jesus being spoken into someone's life. But before it can even take root, it gets stolen away. The soil of a person's heart is just so hard that there's almost an inability for them to receive that and to hear and understand and believe that they are chosen and loved by God. What happened to the second seed? It dried out. Okay, so the second seed landed on stony ground. There was more soil, but mixed in with the soil were lots of rocks and stones. And so very quickly the seed put down some roots, but the roots weren't very strong because there wasn't enough soil. So when the sun came out, when difficult things come along, the plant just withered and died. What do you think Jesus means by this? I think that he's telling us that sometimes we hear God's word. Sometimes we hear that we are chosen. We are loved by God. We get really, really excited by it. But then when difficult things come, when the sun came out and was too hot for the plant, those things can distract us and pull us away from God. Because sometimes we don't want to read our Bible. We don't feel like praying. Sometimes we might get a bit bored coming to church. Do any of you ever get bored coming to church? Okay. I am not going to ask the adults that question because I don't want to embarrass them. But it seems like there are more exciting things. And so when the difficult times come and we're not getting fed by Jesus, then, yes, great one, Andrew. We just kind of wither and die. And what about the third seed? Yeah. Brutally murdered by thorns. Excellent description. I was thinking to myself, how graphic should I be? But that problem has been solved for me, so that's great. I think this is a bit like my garden. The soil's okay, but actually there are lots of weeds and thorny plants. So when the seed put down its roots and it started to grow, but then, those thorns grew up. And eventually, choked the little plant. Now, we often struggle to believe that God really has chosen us and loves us. Do any of you struggle with that? I do. I struggle with that sometimes. Sometimes we think, if God really knew me, he wouldn't love me. Well, guess what? He does know you. He knows everything about you. And you are loved and you are chosen by him. Sometimes we think that we have to achieve things, we have to succeed in something in order to earn God's love. But that's not the way God loves us. God loves us just for who we are, not for what we do. Maybe there are times when we don't allow the truth of Jesus to define or to shape who we are as people. We let the words and the actions of other people define us. We struggle to believe that we are truly chosen and loved by Jesus. Seed number four fell into great, rich, deep, good soil. Put down roots, strong roots, grew and grew, became stronger and stronger, and turned into corn, yes, and produced a wonderful crop of corn. So as I was reading this, I had a question. Do you think that if the soil is good and rich, that that means that life is wonderful and happy, happy every day? No. What do you think? Not sure. We have a definite no here. I don't think so. Because following Jesus can be sometimes quite hard, sometimes challenging. Every day we have decisions, tough decisions that we have to make. The birds will still come. They will still try and steal away the seeds of truth that God plants in our hearts. There will always be distractions. There will always be other things that we could do with our time or our energy or our money. And there will be thorny weeds that will try and come and choke us. Maybe weeds of unbelief, weeds of unforgiveness, weeds of anger. And if we let them, they're going to come and they're going to choke God's truth in us. So our challenge every day, day by day, moment by moment, is to keep the soil in our hearts fed and watered by God's word. To keep our hearts open to everything that God would want to teach us. And then, and only then, can we really grow strong in Jesus. And in his presence, we bear good fruit. Now, several people have asked me if I'm going to do a magic trick. Okay? I'm sorry if I disappoint you. I'm not. But I didn't want you to see. Can anyone guess what's under here? Food. Okay, you must know me well. What else? Bread and wine. Okay, you're starting young. Anything else? Any other thoughts? No killer weeds, okay? No killer weeds. I could have brought some of those from my garden. But I bought fruit. Oh, sorry. Like, oh, whatever. We were hoping for chocolate, but still. So, I've brought a piece of fruit for you. I've been told to give a disclaimer. Parents, please take responsibility for any food allergies your children may have. End of announcement. Now, I've brought you a piece of fruit to take home. Because when you go home, I want you to think about those different types of soil. And I want you to think about whether or not your heart is good soil for the word of Jesus and the truth of Jesus to come in. All right? And you might even want to challenge mum and dad about what soil their hearts look like. So I would like you to take a piece of fruit and go back to your parents, and then I'm going to have a chat with the adults. Yep. Marvelous. This week has felt like quite a busy week for me, and I woke up this morning feeling like, oh, I'm not happy with what I've prepared. I don't know how the children are going to respond. I'm not sure what it is I want to say to the adults. And I think what I would like to do is just tell you a little bit about what's been going on in my life in recent weeks, months, whatever. In some respects, I felt that my life has been quite dry. My relationship with God has been quite dry. And I've really been wanting to change that around. And I've been struggling with three different words recently, with the word desire, discipline, and determination. And what I want in my life is to so desire to be in God's presence, to so desire his word, that nothing else comes in. Those stones don't take over, the thorns don't grow up. I just want it all to happen. I don't want to read God's word out of a sense of gritted teeth determination, or a discipline that in a sense just becomes an act and it's dry and doesn't mean anything. And so I've been wanting the desire, but I've been realizing that actually you have to mix and match those words. Because sometimes we need to exercise discipline in order for the desire to come. And there have been lots of things going on in my life. And I've been reading this book recently. I don't know if any of you have read any Henri Nguyen material. He's an excellent writer. And this is called The Life of the Beloved. And that message that Jesus loved me before all time, and there is nothing I need to do or be in order for him to love me, I've been needing to learn that lesson afresh this morning. Not this morning, but in recent times. And this book talks about being chosen and being beloved of the Father just because of who we are, just because that's what he wants to do, not because of anything I've done or anything I've achieved. One of the quotes from the book says this: the spiritual life is not simply a way of being, but also a way of becoming. Becoming the beloved means letting the truth of our belovedness become enfleshed in everything we think, say, and do. Sometimes it entails a long and painful process of appropriation and incarnation. But what is required is to become the beloved in the commonplaces of our everyday existence. That's what God's been saying to me, and that's what I want to say to you this morning. That you are chosen, you are the beloved of Christ. And just, I would like you, I have a song by a Canadian lady called Deborah Clarkson, and I would like you just to listen and to soak up the words of this song, which is simply called God Loves You.
And the answers that we find are simple. for us to say, yet hard to receive. You say that God is love, you take Him at His word, but do you really understand that God can give.